This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The University of Colorado Boulder has been fined $50,000 due to derogatory chants by Buffs fans during Saturday's football game against BYU. ESPN reports the reprimand by the Big 12 Athletic Conference comes after anti-Mormon chants towards BYU and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints could be heard coming from the CU student section. BYU won the game. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says Cherry Creek State Park will be closed overnight due to law enforcement concerns. CPR's Tony Gorman explains.
Parks and Wildlife says Cherry Creek State Park will be closed from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Campers will be the only visitors allowed in the park during that time. Parks and Wildlife spokesperson Kara Van Hoos says the overnight closure is a response to an increase in unpermitted parties in recent weeks.
People are coming in, using the park, but leaving trash. They're driving off the roads. They're damaging fences. They're just not treating the park in a way that really the public should be. And it's causing some law enforcement issues for us.
Parks and Wildlife will continue to evaluate the overnight closure this weekend, but officials don't know how long it will remain in effect. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Congress is barreling towards a government shutdown at the end of the day. Democratic Representative Brittany Patterson says her party is united when it comes to addressing skyrocketing health care costs by extending the ACA tax credit.
And so we don't have 7 weeks to wait. This will impact thousands of Coloradans, people across the United States. And this is only one of the things that they have failed to address.
Republicans say a short-term funding bill is not the place to tack on complex policy issues. Meanwhile, the GOP is also split on whether or how to extend the credits. This is CPR News in KRCC.